Callum Snell has joined us in the studio. Big Evertonian, watches the Blues home and away. Welcome to Radio City Talk.
Well, thank you for having me, yeah?
Yeah, no problems at all. So far, so good, I would say, from an Evertonian's point of view.
Definitely, you know, compared to last season anyway, you know, I think we're already so many points ahead of where we were last season. Everything from the football, the personnel, the manager, it just seems like it's just breathed a whole new life into the club, and it's just exciting. We're enjoying going to the match, which is the most important thing, I think.
I think you've just nailed it on the head then. You're enjoying going to the match. So I take it last season, as a football fan, as an Everton fan in particular, you weren't.
Last season, you know, I hate to say this, but like it was like an... It was a chore, you know, it felt like a bit more of a chore to go to the match, like, and you were like, some of the brand of football you were watching just was, it was so lackluster and so, you know, we'll say boring, Allardyce's job was to keep us up and whatever, but, you know, that's not what you wanted as an Evertonian. You wanted to see good football and you wanted to have good afternoons at Goodison. We just didn't have enough of that last season.
Okay, let's go back to last season. Let's just kind of say, stop there.
Yep.
Sam Allardyce came in, he was obviously given a job to do, and the job to do was keep Everton in the Premier League. That he did.
Yes.
Once that was achieved, is that the point of the season where you wanted to see a different brand of football?
You know, there was a lot. I think was it the Southampton game when we got beat 4-1. I think after that, it was that was when the alarm bells went off. As you mentioned, Allardyce came in. He did save us from relegation. I think a lot of Evertonians were a bit, you know, we didn't really want to admit that that was a situation we were in when we were in that situation. And yet he did. He kept us up. I know it sounds terrible, but, you know, we finished eighth, you know, and obviously...
It's not too bad, considering the position the club was in when Ronald Koeman went, when David Unsworth went.
Yeah.
A job had to be done.
Definitely, yeah. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people are sort of, you know, there's two different ways of looking at Allardyce, particularly from outside of the club, from onlookers. They're like, oh, why is there so much negativity towards Allardyce? You know, he kept you up, he did a job, he finished eighth. But, like, on the sort of... the inner circle of Evertonians, we all knew that's not what we wanted. And, you know, a lot of people maybe laugh at us for that, but, you know, it just couldn't have continued. And like you mentioned there, to go back to your question, I think it was the right decision in the end in terms of what Evertonians wanted to move on from Allardyce.
So, OK, the summer comes. Marco Silva, who obviously Everton had been looking at for, this time last year, came to the club.
Yes.
New manager, new director of football. And I want to talk about that in a second as well to get your thoughts on Marcel Brands. A new team have come in, a new outlook. And I think fair to say, it wasn't the best pre-season Everton have had in a number of years.
No, not by a long shot, no.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing, do you think?
I think potentially it could be a good thing, surprisingly enough. I say that because I think he tried out a few different things during this time. He was getting the feels of players like Morales, Vlasic, all these sort of players, maybe even Klassen. And he was sort of thinking, right, who do I want, who don't I want here? Mm. And he did that. And I think, you know, some of the results didn't go away. I think we had some poor results against Bury and Blackburn in pre-season. And
I was at the Blackburn game.
Yeah.
And I must admit, after travelling an hour and a bit to get to Blackburn,
yeah,
it wasn't a great performance. But two different teams, same result in both halves. Everton didn't beat Blackburn.
Yeah.
With the two... totally different sides. And I think the manager in that game, and that's where I think maybe Marco Silva thought, you know what, there's some players that are going to have to leave this football
club. Definitely. I think it was a case of separating the men from the boys a little bit that pre-season, to be honest. And, you know, stories started to emerge that he told a handful of players, yeah, you're not part of my plans, see you later. You know, players like Vlasic, Williams, Morales, Martina. And I think, you know, we just needed that bit of ruthlessness, really, and just say, sorry, mate, you're not good enough.
So Marcel Brands comes into the club as well.
Yeah.
Director of football, who obviously... had known for a while he was going to be coming to Everton.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk.
He would have been looking, and he's got an excellent record, hasn't he, of bringing decent players into the football clubs where he's worked. And so far, so good with the players that he's brought in. Let's look at them.
Yeah.
Richarlison. Okay, that's a Marco Silva signing, you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has come into the club? We have seen the brilliant little Brazilian, Bernard.
Bernard, yeah, very exciting, very promising. You know, it feels like some of the players, there was a bit of a delay when they came in due to injuries, lack of fitness, haven't played, whatever you want. But no, Bernard, I think he showed signs that he can be a really good player for us, the Leicester game in particular. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I think maybe I'd like to see him a bit more stronger. You know, I think, you know, a lot of pressure was maybe put on him after that Leicester game, because I'm not convinced he's 100% fit. Had a good performance against Leicester. Whether or not, you know, he's going to hit them heights every week, I'm not sure. Because unfortunately, you know, I know he's a great player. I think he has potential, but I don't think he maybe has been as good as he played against Leicester the last couple of weeks. But the potential's definitely there. I think his vision is unreal.
Yeah, players have come to the club and players have gone. There's a whole new outlook to the side.
Yeah, it just feels fresh.
And that's a perfect way of describing it. And that's obviously how you as fans sit there every week paying good money to go and watch Everton. Mm-hmm. What about some of the players that came in last season that looked different players? I'm thinking Michael Keane. Michael Keane last season came to the football club, £20 million centre-half, England international. Great player at Burnley.
Yep.
I know the stadium announcer at Burnley, you said, got a good sign in there. To be fair, a very indifferent season, injuries, form, confidence. Yeah,
definitely.
This season, totally different player and back in the England squad where he should be.
And this is why it's good, because you talk about new signings, but I feel like when you're getting the best out of players that you invested in previously, they come out like new signings as well, Michael Keane being one of them. I feel like Keane has just been, he's been fantastic this season, so much confidence. He's winning every ball. He's, you know, obviously he scored against Bournemouth, didn't he? And, you know, he picked up a bit of a nasty knock early on in the season, didn't he? I think he had a hairline fracture or something to his skull or something like that.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and for him to even bounce back again from that and to show, you know, even more confidence, I think I'm made up that he's doing really well. Of course, back in the England squad as well, which can only be a good thing.
And, of course, the players that have come in, we've not seen a lot of Yerry Mina as yet, obviously, bar the game against Chelsea, where he was outstanding.
He was. Very impressed.
And Kurt Zouma, Chelsea player on loan. Now, when he came to the club, must admit, I was thinking, okay, he's been at Stoke, he's been loaned out. Every game he's played, he's got better and better. And he's one big unit as well.
Well, this is where the big question's being asked, isn't it? Who do you play? Who do you play in defence? Do you play Keane and Zouma? Is it Zouma and Mina? Is it Mina and Keane? Like, you don't know, you've got options. And
I'm going to ask you then, who do you play?
I don't know. I honestly, it's such a hard question. Probably, I would say...
We've got Cardiff on Saturday.
Yeah.
You've got Yerry Mina, who's come in, because obviously Zouma couldn't play against Chelsea, played well. You've got Keane, playing excellently this season, just played for England again. And you've got Kurt Zouma. Do you play three at the back? Do you change your style? Or where do you go? I'm gonna say you're Marco Silva now. What's your team for Saturday?
For me, I think it just has to be Keane and Mina for me. Only because... I just feel like you can't invest that amount of money on a defender not playing week in, week out, for me. And personally, I think, you know, Keane, he's playing so well at the minute. And I think as well, Zouma's on loan. There's a talk about permanent, there's talk about not permanent. I don't know whether he'll stay or not. But for me, I think Mina might just edge it for me.
Right. It'd be interesting, won't it? It'd be good to see Yerry Mina, because, as you say, the club have invested a lot of money in the player, so they're not going to leave him on the bench.
Yeah.
What do you think he brings to the squad, the team? Because already what I've seen, he brings a smile.
He brings a smile, yeah. And, like, you know, I've been speaking about this with some other supporters recently. One of the big things of the season is everyone does look happier. Everyone does look, there's a lot more, you know, the team seems to be, you know, the team spirit more than anything seems to be a lot more prominent this season. And I think when you mention about players smiling, you know, it just proves that point. And I think that comes back down to, like, this whole idea of everything being fresh and new. So definitely Mina. He does bring a smile, but I think he just brings that big presence in the defence, which I think we've been missing for a while, as far back as when players like Sylvain Distan left the club. Big, prominent figures in the defence, and I think Mina can definitely be that for us.
Right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be talking more Everton with Callum Snell very shortly here on Game on Radio City Talk. If you've ever been over to Disneyland... Over in America, the Aerosmith ride.
The rock and roller coaster.
That's the one, Callum. Callum Snell is in the studio. We've just been talking about America off air. And funnily enough, we play Aerosmith. And I just thought of a great holiday I had a couple of years ago. And we'll be returning soon. But I'm looking forward to that. Let's forget that for now.
For now.
Let's keep talking, Everton. Callum Snell in the studio with us. Good to see you. Are you okay?
I'm brilliant. No, thanks.
International weekend. As a football fan, are you in favour of or not?
Oh, I can't stand it. Hate it. If down to me, international football, I just wouldn't have it. I'd only have it for the Euros and the World Cup, this Nations League. Can't get into it. Friendlies, pointless, in my opinion.
To be fair, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I watched the second half, I must admit, on Thursday night, only for Wayne Rooney, to see Wayne Rooney play his final game for England.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've got no real interest. And I know England are playing tomorrow, and it's a big game against Croatia. However, I don't think I'll be watching it.
No. It's an excuse for your players to get injured as well. Like, you know, Everton have a lot of players that are out there as well, and you don't want them coming back with, like, knocks and injuries and that. Like, Sigurdsson hasn't gone, has he? And Gomez hasn't gone. So that's good. But still, you know, it's just needless, in my opinion.
Let's talk about Sigurdsson. because you just mentioned him. What a difference a season makes. This season, he looks the player we signed for £45 million.
He does, and I'm absolutely delighted with that. Last season, he did okay, didn't set the world on fire. This season, however, I think we're starting to see that player at Swansea. He's getting well amongst the goals. I think he's like close to exceeding what he got for the whole of last season already now.
And what a strike it was at Leicester.
Oh, the Leicester one, yes. You know, that's got to be up there for goal of the season, hasn't it? It's got to be. But no, brilliant. I'm absolutely delighted that he's starting to come good, because I was starting to think, oh, maybe it's going to be one of them players that, you know, he'll be out the door before you want him to go, you know, a lot of money. But, you know, I'm delighted that, you know, he's starting to make that number 10 position his own now and really start performing to the level he can do.
Gomez, obviously, has come to the club.
Yep.
Didn't play for a while.
Yeah.
Played the last kind of two or three games. He's different class, isn't he, that fella?
He's a cut from another cloth, yeah. He really is. He adds something to the team that we haven't had. He's like everything that we wanted Morgan Schneidlin to be and more. I just think his composure on the ball, I think, you know, his passing, everything about his game just seems to just be another level, like you mentioned. It really does, and I'm delighted that he's coming good for the club.
Is he a player that will go back to Barcelona in the summer, or is he a player that Everton can go to Barcelona, look, we want to buy him? We want him. Name your price. Let's buy him from you. Because obviously, I think Everton have got a pretty good relationship with Barcelona. The De La Feo, Gomez, Mina, etc. Yeah. Coming. Lucas Digne.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk
of
about
course,
in a minute. So there's obviously a good relationship. Is that something that you'd be kind of getting into Barcelona's ear now? Because I get the feeling Gomez likes being here.
Yeah.
Especially what I saw in the press a couple of weeks ago with the tour around the city and the fan who didn't have a coat.
Yeah.
And he just went, come on, I'll buy you a jacket. And went in, bought it. So that doesn't normally happen with footballers, does it?
No, I completely agree, Graham. I think it's a no-brainer that Everton have got to knock on Barcelona's door in the summer and get him in permanently. And I think more than anything, you've got to watch other clubs aren't sniffing about, to be honest with you, the way he's playing. But like you mentioned, I definitely think he's bought into the club. I think the fans have bought into him. And I do think that he wants to be. I follow a lot of the players on Twitter, Instagram, etc. And everything he's putting on is so positive. And like he really feels loved at the club, you know, and he feels welcomed. And I think the fans have a big role to play with some of these players. And I think they definitely have with Gomez.
Lucas Digne, I've just mentioned, obviously big shoes to fill, which he's filling at the moment.
Absolutely.
Taking the left back berth off Leighton Baines, you have to be good. Now, this young man's come from Barcelona. He's just got back into the French squad, obviously with the form that he's been displaying at Everton. You know the one thing I like about him?
Yeah.
He's got a Kevin Sheedy-esque left foot. He can whip a ball in. And when he does, you kind of think, someone can get on the end of it. There's going to be goals aplenty.
His corners, look dangerous, I know, to start, but you mentioned about filling the boots of Leighton Baines, and I think he's done that to such a good extent. Like, I just think he's so consistent. I think he didn't have his best game against Chelsea last week, but still I think he's definitely one of the signings of the, I'll say signs, you know what, yeah, I would say one of the signs of the summer, one of the unsung ones a little bit, because like filling Leighton Baines' position was no easy task, but I think he's taken to it brilliantly.
Okay, they're the players that have come into the club. Talk about some of the players that are there and have been there for a while. Cenk Tosun came in January.
Yeah.
Does Cenk have a future, do you think, with Everton? Because at the moment, and we're going to talk about Richarlison very shortly. I want to leave him till last because I think he's a very special player. Cenk Tosun can't get in the team at the moment because of Richarlison playing up front. Is there a future there? Because there's been a lot of talk of possibly in January him moving on.
I'd like to think that he has a place at the club because, you know, I always want to see players and strikers particularly do well for Everton. Has he done enough to warrant the £27 million price tag? I think you can argue that maybe not. Does he have the service? Again, you could argue maybe not.
Is the potential there for him to score goals? He scored a couple of weeks ago against Crystal Palace and he got the proverbial monkey off his back.
Yeah.
Right in front of the Gladys Street, you know, it was
a
true striker's goal that. I mean, there was no messing. He knew what he was doing. Bang, goal. I mean, then he doesn't find himself in the starting 11 again.
Yeah.
So the momentum of scoring has gone. But he's a player who knows where the back of the net is, and as you say, service could be the key.
I mean, there's, you know, it's no secret that he can score goals. We've seen him do it for Turkey, for Besiktas before he came to Everton. And, you know, he scored some goals towards the back end of last season. But it's just a case of, can he get in the team? This is the big question at the minute. And I think it's a dilemma that Everton haven't had for a while.
Is that a good thing? Because obviously the players that are putting on that blue shirt for the first 11 are thinking, do you know what? Look at that bench.
Yeah.
If I don't perform today, next week or the week after, they're going to be in the team.
And I think we're going to start seeing a bit of that going towards the Christmas period and all the rest of it. You know, I'd like to think Cenk Tosun can have a role to play for us. I think he can. Whether he, within himself, wants to be the super sub, the backup striker, I don't know if he'll want to do that. I don't know if the fans want to see that, because he did spend quite a lot of money on him. But are his performances warranting that? I'm not so sure. But like I said, I'd like to see him do well, but I just don't know where it's going to come from, if I'm being totally honest.
It's a squad game, isn't it? It is a big squad that Everton have. Right, let's talk about him. Yep. Paul Merson suggested in the close season that Everton, if I remember rightly, were ruining the transfer market, spending so much money on a player from Watford. I think he's eaten his words.
Yeah, he's gone awfully quiet, hasn't he?
Gone a bit quiet.
Yeah.
What was your feeling, first of all, when Everton signed Richarlison from Watford for the money that they paid? And what's your feelings now after seeing him play and perform and score a few goals for the Blues?
Well, when it all came out, it was initially, there was a lot of talk of him. Was it Malcolm from Roma who was initially talked to go on? And then all of a sudden it seemed to happen so quick that, oh, we've got Richarlison. And, there was questions about the fee for a player that sort of went off the ball a little bit last season when Silva left. Mm-hmm. So, I think there's a feeling that this can go one way or the other. Thankfully for us, it's gone the way we want it to go, and I think he looks a player, definitely.
He's in the Brazil first team. He scored goals Brazilian national team.
He's chilling with Neymar.
Yeah, Neymar, yeah, talking
he's,
about...
He's there putting Instagram stories up with Neymar.
As you do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as you do.
So, is he a player that is going to score plenty of goals for Everton, you feel?
From what I've seen, yeah, I think so. I think he's one of them players that when he gets on a roll, he gets on a roll.
Okay, what's his favourite position though? Is he a centre forward or is he a winger? I mean, he can play both, obviously. Yeah, but where would you want to see him going forward now? Do you want to see him as that kind of centre forward?
Well, we've seen him play both. We've seen him score in both. I think when it got to the point where people maybe questioned whether centre forward was his preferred position, he scores two goals against Brighton as a great game, and people are like, okay, maybe he can do this, and then. I think with players like Bernard and Walcott and Luckman on the wings, and with Richarlison's goal scoring ability, I think that maybe you do have to start maybe moulding him into that striker, because I think he can be very special in that position.
Right, just give you a score update. It's not good news if you're a Tranmere Rovers fan. Crewe Alexander are leading Tranmere Rovers by 1-0. So Rovers trailing away at Crewe 1-0 at the moment. There's, 10 minutes or so left in the first half, but Tranmere one behind at this present stage in the League Two game down at Gresty Road. So not going too well for Tranmere Rovers. You just mentioned something there, and I just want to pick up on Ademola Lookman.
Yeah.
Now, during the close season, there was lots of talk, lots of speculation. He basically, I think, had thrown his dummy out the pram. He wasn't happy, wanted to leave. And I think the manager's put an arm around him. He looks a different player now. He's come on in a few games. Is there a feeling amongst the supporters at the moment that Luckman should be given his chance against Cardiff this coming weekend, maybe at the expense of Theo Walcott, whose form has not been up to the mark, possibly over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it's a good game to throw him into. Cardiff at home, no disrespect to Cardiff, but I feel like it's a game that Luckman can maybe sort of show his ability in with the fans behind him. I think I mentioned earlier on about how the fans have an important role to play with players at the club, and I think the fans definitely want Luckman to do well, and I definitely think that Luckman can overtake Walcott. Walcott's a good player, but last couple of weeks, I don't think I've seen enough for him to maybe continue in the starting 11. Still a good player, but I think maybe when Luckman played in the friendly, was it Gormaria in the week, and he ran the show, I thought he played really well, so I'd definitely give him a go, yeah.
Be interesting to see, wouldn't it? Theo Walcott, though, is he 30? I think he's 29,
yeah, he's been around
He's been around forever. However, he's still a good player. Still a class act.
Oh, 100%, yeah. You don't score over 100 goals for Arsenal for no reason. I think he's a good player. I love having Walcott in our team. Even if he is on the bench 1 week, to bring on a player like Theo Walcott, it's great.
Everton currently ninth in the Premier League, just looking 19 points. The likes of Manchester United 20, Watford 20, Bournemouth 20. Bournemouth are in sixth place at the moment. So, you know, it's very close, those positions. Arsenal in fifth place on 24. Realistically, where do you want to see the Blues finish this season? I mean, obviously it's going to be as high as possible, but where do you think Everton should be looking for this season? Because obviously it's a new season,
yeah,
a new manager, new players in the team, in the squad. Where would you as a fan be happy with?
Top seven, definitely. Top seven, definitely. However, if I'm from what I've seen this season, I think it's by, you know, it's not out of the realms of possibility for us to definitely challenge that top six, especially looking at teams like Man United at the minute.
It'd be interesting, won't it? Okay, let's talk Marco Silva. Marco Silva's come to the club. He's a manager that I think has taken Everton to his heart.
Yeah, and that's good to see. It's good to see because, you know, a lot of people sort of thought that managers like Allardyce, Koeman, maybe didn't take Everton to the heart. And I think Silva has done that. I think he has bought into the club, which is very important to the fans. I think we've seen definitely with the last few managers that it's important that the manager buys into the philosophy of the club, which Allardyce certainly didn't do.
And he's brought an identity to the play, which hasn't definitely been seen for a while.
Definitely. I think Everton are like top of the league for like pressing sides or something like that, something along them lines. The football's so good to watch. You know, it's attacking, counter-attacking. You know, against Chelsea last week, we were getting in the faces. We were challenging them. We weren't just sitting off. So I think definitely you mentioned about how he's brought an identity and a style to the club, and I think it's definitely starting to show, and I think Everton fans are really going to buy into that.
Callum, we've sadly run out of time. We could keep talking forever and ever. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having
me. I'm sure we will be getting you back in on a Saturday afternoon in the coming weeks.
I'd love to.
To talk about Everton. Go on then, give us a quick score prediction. I know it's a week away, 7 days away.
Yep.
What's going to be the score, Everton-Cardiff?
I think we're due a big win, Graham. I think we're 4-0 maybe. I think we are due a big win, to be fair. I think we are due one.
Callum, thanks for joining us on Radio City Talk.
Thank you.